is built around multiple programs, but the main focus is the radio station. Yeah, so that we can actually do some positive imagery for the Indigenous people.
Of this region?
Of this region, yeah. Yeah.
So, Paul, do you want to introduce Dale and Harley and explain how you all came to meet each other?
Yeah, I think Dale and Harley both met me when I was teaching. Yeah, I think they both met me when I was teaching at TAFE. And they're both going to TAFE, so we all came about. And then we were in a program together recently, and we sort of recognized each other and was like, oh, yeah, old times came back. So we started to get talking a bit about sort of positive things we want to do in the community. Where we are now is we've got the corporation established as far as the legalities and things like that. But when it comes to community, we want to connect a lot more with the community. We want to get our name out there, not only just the name, but the reason why we're actually doing what we're doing, and then offer support in the way of either becoming partners or friends, or even just sponsoring financially, or even sponsoring just with a little bit of volunteering. As long as the agenda fits with supporting the Indigenous people, we're happy to engage.
Mildura already has an Aboriginal corporation.
Yeah.
Why do you feel like you need to create another one?
Not so much not to compete or nothing, you know, just actually because they haven't, like, done... They've done heaps, but, like, they haven't done nothing around, like, radio stations or, you know, maybe just getting, like, Aboriginal voice out there. Yeah, pretty much that's the main reason why.
So it's to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, just to fill in the gaps, and, you know, there's never too much help, you know what I mean? So even just, like, younger Aboriginal people, you know, around the town need...
A place to go.
Yeah, just a place to go, hang out, and actually teach them how to use the equipment and... Yeah, without them having to worry about, you know, build their confidence up.
Start up, like, hip-hop classes and all sorts of stuff. Get some of the talented people out there and, yeah, show what Aboriginal people can do.
What makes you feel like that's not happening at the moment?
There's just not much happening for us. So we think a radio station and, yeah, should do fine with that.
Being able to let them come in and do their own sort of announcing and do their own little broadcasting sessions and things like that, so it's open to the community.
Yeah. If we was to get this radio station going, well, once it does get going, yeah, Aboriginal, young Aboriginal people will actually listen to whatever we got to say, and not only just Aboriginal people, you know, other people too. And yeah, it'd be just good to have feedback from them too. People could ring in, you know, and give us more understanding and give them more understanding on the Aboriginal community, you know, how it is for us.
And Harley, you were saying it'll be a place to go for young Aboriginal people here. Do you feel like you have that at the moment?
There's a youth centre, but it's no one goes there. And there's not much there to do anyway. Yeah, in Madura, yeah, there's nothing. Not for youth anyway, yeah.
Where do you think you might be able to get funding for this?
Well, we've approached the Indigenous Broadcasting Program, and they've given us a very positive response to funding the radio station altogether. It's just because of the end of the financial year, it becomes a very hard thing to get people to sort of outlay. When they start 2012, 2013, we've been told that basically our application is set and ready to go. The National Indigenous Radio Service, they have a network where we can actually connect, and as we broadcast and as we create content, they will actually use our content to spread nationwide, and they will also allow us to use their national content on our radio station, which would allow us to bring in things like National Indigenous News. So at the moment, if we can get sponsorship and funding to get the equipment and get it going, then we could start doing the Indigenous broadcasting and getting people in to do their own sets and things like that immediately. I mean, we personally know people that have made some awesome songs and some great music here in town. I mean, that's done really fantastic, and they haven't really been exposed that much. Not only that, but letting people come in, and if you want to tell a joke, or if you want to come in and just sit down and talk, or if you want to have a time where you just bring in your guitar and sit down and play. Also, the cultural side of what we can do is allow elders and respected persons to just come in and engage the community from the heart and from the mind, and be able to just say, this is what it is. Not only this is what it is, but here's some solutions. Here's what we can do to fix some of the issues and things like that.
Dale, you've lived your whole life in Mildura, is that right? Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like this before that's got you excited before?
No, never. I've heard of a couple radio stations, one in Sydney and one in Melbourne, Indigenous radio stations, and I think there's one or two going in Northern Territory. Yeah, there's not many.
So what is it that about it that gets you excited?
I don't know if it's the music or what. Having something, for Aboriginal people pretty much is, because that's probably something that we never had down this way, yeah, growing up down here. So, and hearing about it, other places having it, yeah, there's nothing bad that could come out of it.